Transpiration. What is transpiration? It is the process by which water releases or escape in the form of water vapor from the leaves or the aerial parts of a plant. Now, transpiration takes place through three structures. First, that is stomata, present on the upper and lower surface of leaves. Second, lenticels, those are present on the surface of old stem. And third, that is cuticle, present above the upper epidermis of leaf. Now, stomata are minute openings in the epidermal layer of leaves. The innermost portion, that is known as stoma, surrounded by two bean-shaped guard cells. During daytime, the stomata are wide open, and that is why transpiration takes place only in the daytime but not at night, because stomata gets closed in the night. Now, while I'm explaining the movement of water through leaf, you will go through the diagram that is in the book, the bottom portion of page 15. It is there. So you will follow that diagram while I am explaining the full thing. Now, this figure shows the movement of water through a leaf. The cell sap in which cell exerts a turgor pressure outward on the cell wall. This pressure forces some water out of the cell wall into the air space between the cells. Here the water evaporates and the water vapor diffuses through the air spaces between the mesophyll cells into the substomatal space. Substomatal space is where? Just above the stomata. So from substomatal space, it finally goes out by diffusion through the stomata. The cells that lost water in this way replace it, how? By drawing more of water from the nearest vein. And due to transpiration, a suction pressure of force develops, which is known as transpiration pull, which draws up water from xylem of the root to the stem and then to the leaves. So this is the mechanism by which water moves through the leaf and finally gets transpired out into the atmosphere. Now, what are the factors that affect transpiration? Both external and internal factors are there, but we will discuss today about the external factors. First, that is temperature. If the outside temperature is higher, there is more evaporation from the leaves, so more transpiration. Increase in temperature allows more water to evaporate. Next, intensity of sunlight. During day, the stomata are open to facilitate the inward diffusion of carbon dioxide for photosynthesis. So more transpiration occurs during the day. But when it is cloudy during the day, the stomata are partially closed and transpiration is reduced. Third, humidity. Transpiration is reduced if the air outside is humid. High humidity in the air reduces the rate of outward diffusion of internal water vapor across stomata, and thus it decreases the rate of transpiration. And the last point, that is velocity of wind. Transpiration increases with the velocity of wind. If the wind blows faster, the water vapor released during transpiration is removed faster and the area outside the leaf does not get saturated with water vapor. Now, the significance of transpiration. Transpiration has few advantages. What are those? First, it gives the cooling effect. Evaporation reduces temperature of leaf surface. Therefore, transpiration is useful to plants on hot sunny days. Next, transpiration helps in carrying minerals absorbed by the roots to all parts of the plant. And third, it helps in ascent of sap by transpiration pull. Along with advantages, transpiration has some disadvantages also. It causes wilting and shedding of leaves. due to transpiration, extra water is lost, and that reduces lot of energy. Rather, the energy gets wasted, and it reduces the amount of water available, and thus it prevents the growth of seeds and fruits. So, transpiration is regarded as necessary evil to the plant.